You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
And it's time for another Warning Wednesday. This week we are taking a look at the illegal lending space, what you need to know about that space, what you need to avoid about that space, and how you can protect yourself. I'm joined on the line by the CEO at Microfinance South Africa, Leonie van Pletzen, to take a look at this. Leonie, good evening. Thanks so much for taking the time. Let's start by taking a look at the lending space as a whole. Obviously, with different economic circumstances, with everything that's happened and interest rates where they are, people find themselves being drawn unnecessarily or necessarily so to borrowing more to service certain things. Where do we start when we look to approach a lender or we look to vet a lender?
Good evening and thank you so much for the opportunity to talk to you tonight. Yes, my name is Leonie van Pletzen. I represent Microfinance South Africa and we are the registered credit providers of South Africa. So I think taking the economic situation into consideration and, you know, where consumers find themselves is if they want access to credit, they should definitely look at lenders that are national credit regulator registered. I think it's very important to make use of the registered credit providers to have fair access to credit.
Leonie, when we look at those national credit providers that are NCR approved, there are 4,000 of these providers now that have a license, that have let this license lapse, and we'll look into the implications of that in a second. I want to look at the implications first of dealing with someone who is not approved or whose license has lapsed. What's the difference between a legal lender and a lender who is effectively an illegal lender because either the license is lapsed or they never bothered getting the license in the first place?
Yes, I think, you know, illegal lenders in South Africa is a major problem. And we are really seeing them flourishing and thriving in the communities. You know, the first thing that they don't do is they don't do proper credit checks. They ask exorbitant rates. And we're looking at between 50 to 100% per week or per month. You know, they're asking to retain your cards, your ID documents, and they don't explain any documentation. The other thing that we also see is they ask for upfront fees, which is not allowed, where, you know, the legal credit providers, they are NCR registered, they do a proper affordability. You know, we are limited within the National Credit Act on the caps that the association's members, you know, according to the National Credit Act, can ask, and there's no upfront fees.
I think what a lot of people don't realize is the fact that there's actual framework that governs how much a lender is allowed to charge you, how much a lender can recover in terms of what they've charged you and what interest rates that they can charge you at. Leonie, how do we verify lenders? If I have someone who's got a lending agreement and they say they're an authorized lender, is there somewhere I can go on to perhaps the NCR website, enter in a number and just verify that this person's license has indeed not lapsed?
Yes, so you can go onto the NCR's website, www.ncr.org.za. And then what they basically do is they can enter in the NCRCP, and it stands for National Credit Regulator Credit Provider Number. And there you can verify if this if this is still a registrant or if the registration has lapsed.
Leonie, you mentioned some of the flags to look out for. I want to look at some of those flags in a bit more detail. Red flags where I can't have access to information or where a potential creditor is limiting certain things or not being transparent. What are the easiest red flags that should tell me as a consumer, walk away?
Well, the thing is, if the credit provider does not want to explain your contract to you, that is an immediate red flag. Because we are in a capped environment, you know, the first loan that we can charge is 5% and for the second loan it's 3%. It's the same as all of the other credit providers and the banks actually charge the same price. So as soon as a credit provider says, you know, I'm not going to explain this information or you should pay an upfront fee in order to get access to credit, that's immediately a red flag.
Leonie, can I report this to the NCR or to anyone? If I, for example, have had a creditor or a lender that's given me an NCR number, the NCR number may have been valid at some point. Suddenly, it is no longer valid. Is there something, for some form of recourse I have as a consumer to say, this person is now lending without or lending as an illegal lender, and can I recover my money back from that?
Yes, definitely. You know, the NCR is also enforcing on these illegal credit providers. So you can report them to the National Credit Regulator. You can report them to the MFSA because we work in collaboration with the NCR. And then you can also report them to the National Financial Ombud. The National Financial Ombud is also there for the consumer to make sure that they are protected.
Leonie, the 4,000 odd providers whose licenses have lapsed, what does that mean for you, for consumers? Should we now not be seeing their credit numbers appear? How does that all work? Because it's very difficult for someone who might not be in the credit space as you are to try and distill between whether someone's license has lapsed or it hasn't.
So I think if you look at the NCR certificate, make sure it's the right year. So, you know, they would have a certificate that has the right date stamp on and that it's not outdated. So that is the easiest way to identify if a credit provider's registration has lapsed. The lapsed is definitely an issue. You know, we are seeing that certain credit providers, they just don't want to register with the NCR and they become illegal credit illegal lenders. But I think the easiest way to identify them is to look at the date stamp.
So when we talk about a lapsed date stamp or an old date stamp, I'm assuming this means that on a periodic basis, these memberships or these licenses have to be renewed with the NCR. Is that the case?
Yes. Annually, all of these membership has to be renewed. And that's why I say our members are all renewed with the NCR. So if you are unsure, you can also look at an MFSA, a microfinance member. It's a blue, white and black logo. And then the association is also there that if there is a credit provider that doesn't deal according to the National Credit Act, we also follow a process to make sure that they are compliant.
That is the Microfinance Institute, or Microfinance South Africa, rather, helping you stay ahead of this. Thank you so much, Leonie, for bringing this to our attention. Thank you for sharing so much information around this. Those of us that are listening out there, please be sure to do your vetting, do your research, do your homework. The last thing you want is to have funds loaned to you at an exorbitant rate that you can't pay off. Leonie van Pletsen, CEO of Microfinance, on the rise or the increase in illegal lenders and what you need to be aware of.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.